Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Today on the show, we listen to some award-winning music from the soundtracks of well-known animated films. We hear about the increasing popularity of board games among young people. But first, we learn about student filmmakers hoping to get into the movie business. The Los Angeles area of Hollywood is the movie capital of the world. Many filmmakers go there in hopes of getting into the movie business. As Catherine Cole reports, local universities are also appealing to students who hope to become producers or directors.
Ivy Lin's student film is a story of cultural differences, love, and Chinese cooking. Ms. Lin is a graduate student from China's Shandong province. She is producing the film as part of her studies at California State University, Los Angeles. But she says the work is also preparing for a career.
I hope to do like film producing or marketing in the future, especially like between the US and China.
She raised $5,000 on the internet site Indiegogo to finish production, with help from Melinda Pan and other international students. Ms. Pan is from Beijing. She says Hollywood movies are popular in China. She says that country and the United States have many joint productions, such as Iron Man 3.
I think sci-fi films probably are the most popular ones because there are so many skills required and they have big box office in China too. But for me, I like sweet and touching stories.
Melinda Pan's student film is a story of cultural missteps between a young property salesman in the United States and a difficult buyer from China. Ms. Pan hopes to find work as a producer or director in either country. Film professor Bridget Murnane says Cal State LA is teaching new skills for digital media. She says it and other Los Angeles universities are attracting international students to their film programs.
They want to come and make television and film in the heart of television and film land, and that is Los Angeles.
Film student Nadine Patel from Gujarat State, India, was also interested in the international flavor of Cal State LA.
With your friends, with your colleagues, your classmates, there is whole sort of, you know, second level of learning that happens as a human being, that you explore all the cultures. That's what happens in your free time. You know, we are always discussing that, how do you do this, how that happens.
He says this creative interaction will prepare him for a career in the increasingly international movie industry. I'm Catherine Cole.
Industry experts say some people in the United States are turning off their electronic devices to play with classic toys like board games. This is especially true among the so-called millennial generation. People of this generation were born in the 1980s and 1990s. One coffee shop in Los Angeles is making profitable use of the increase in popularity of board games. Game House Cafe opened in November of 2013. The cafe is dedicated to board games. It has more than 750 games available for its customers. the business does not feature wireless internet connection. Many customers, like Roxanne Lee and her husband, Agassi Lay, think that is good. Miss Lee praises the atmosphere of the cafe.
And I think it's very interesting for spending quality time together, so that's why I like it.
Agassi Lay used to like playing video games, but everything changed when he discovered board games a few years ago. Agassi Lay likes to play a board game called Escape the Curse of the Temple.
You keep rolling dice and try to move to different places and try to escape the temple.
Mr. Lay and almost all the customers playing board games at the cafe are millennials. Market research company Euromonitor International says the new interest by millennials in the games is expected to increase U.S. sales, but sales of video games are expected to grow more. 23-year-old Waylon Bourne is one of those board game-loving millennials.
I think more with my generation, they're wanting to take time, they're wanting to take it slowly. And I think, too, you know, video games have kind of lost their glamour.
Millennials are not playing the classic American games they know and love. They are choosing new games from Europe. Terry Chiu is an owner of Game House Cafe. He says many Euro games have become popular around the world. He believes this is because the games are not based in language. Instead, they use symbols and have simple rules.
Because of the rise of European games, or Euro games, or German games, as they might also be known in the last 15 to 20 years, it's actually become sort of universal. There are certain titles that have really crossed a lot of cultures to really capture the imaginations of different people.
Many millennials, including Christy Nimi, say there is one thing a board game can offer that a video game cannot provide.
The more personal aspect of just being with friends and seeing each other in person, and, you know, that's probably the main difference and the main appeal.
Adrienne Oppel is with the Toy Industry Association. She says the new generation just wants to put down the telephone and tablet and connect directly with other people. Very few things are better than watching a great movie with great music. A movie with songs that make you sing all the way home. This is especially true for animated films. Children love to sing along with their favorite movie characters long after the movie is over. But you do not need to have a child to enjoy our music today. Anna Mateo has this report.
We will hear about the winner of the Best Soundtrack Album for an Animated Movie. Is it Frozen? Or is The Lion King still King of the Jungle? But first, the number one song again in the United States is from the film Despicable Me 2. Pharrell Williams is probably very happy that the upbeat song he wrote and sang has been America's most popular song for 9 weeks and counting. Now let's all get happy.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. By the way, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room.
Happy is from the hugely popular 2013 movie Despicable Me 2. It is hard to pick a favorite from the soundtrack of the 2006 movie Curious George. Curious George is a monkey who leaves the jungle, secretly gets on a boat, and moves to New York City. His life is turned upside down.
Who's to say what's impossible? They forgot this world keeps spinning, and with each new day I can feel a change in everything. And as the surface breaks, reflections fade, but in some ways they remain the same.
The songs of Jack Johnson for the movie Curious George perfectly capture both the wild jungle and the wild city. And now for our big story. Billboard reports that the Frozen soundtrack is the week's top-selling album for the 11th week. The Lion King held that spot for 10 weeks. Singer Idina Menzel sings Let It Go from Frozen.
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go, let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway.
From the 90s, the Lion King soundtrack has many popular songs that continue to keep both children and adults singing. Circle of Life, for example, was nominated for the Academy Award for Best Song in 1994. Spring has arrived in some parts of the world, and with the new season comes new life. We leave you now with Carmen Twilley and Lebo M singing Circle of Life from The Lion King.
It's the
I'm June Sims. Do you have a question about American life, people, or places? Send an email to learningenglish@voanews.com. We might answer your question in a future show. Join us again next week for American Mosaic from VOA Learning English.
Circle of Life.